So, hey there, I'm here with Matthew Ash, who's from MediaZoo. Matthew, can you just give us a little quick rundown of, or introduction to yourself and what MediaZoo do?
Yeah, sure. I'm head of learning at MediaZoo. And MediaZoo is an agency, a creative digital agency, where we create content, film, animation, PR, and also a lot of digital learning content. And I'm in charge of the learning side of that.
Okay, cool, thanks. I've just seen a really good talk that you guys have done about using the principles of agile project management for e-learning development. Could you give us a rundown of kind of a few of the key points that you've said there?
Yeah, really the main point of what I wanted to get across was that in this kind of modern world, we've got loads of models and ideas and they're being thrown around and really people aren't being explained or no one's helping them apply them. So I wanted to focus on one thing like agile project management and actually how we use that at MediaZoo and give people some useful tips and ways they can actually apply it in their work.
Mm-hmm. And so give us one or two of those useful tips, a few of the things. I saw you talked about like turning the whole massive 3-month waterfall project into a smaller kind of five, six-week process. But what were some of the tips that you shared that will help e-learning developers and designers to actually achieve that?
Yeah, so we started off looking at the planning phase, how you actually need to extend your planning phase, and the more time you spend planning, the easier development will be. And so therefore, when you're moving into development, you can save a lot of time. But we also condense the kind of scripting, storyboarding, development and testing into one block. So we're trying to do it almost at the same time. And then splitting our development phase into sprints, shorter sprints or blocks, where we can then review more regularly to make sure that kind of the content you're creating is working and on track.
Cool. So actually there were a couple of questions I had about that. The first one saying about sticking things into those sprints. How often do you get to the end of a sprint? And I remember you said you actually get your clients in weekly to be reviewing things. How often do you get to the end of a 1-week sprint for the client to say, no, sorry, start again? And have you found ways of getting around that if it does happen?
Yeah, it happens. It happens. Various levels of changes within sprints happen. But part of what we do when we're planning the process and we're building a project backlog is an agreement of how much time it will take to create the content within the time that the project has to run. So anything the client wants to add is always a conversation then of, you know, can we do that in enough time? And if not, do you want to remove something to be able to fit that in?
Mm-hmm.
And so that conversation happens all the time. But if someone comes along and actually wants to change it all, it becomes then a conversation of can we still build what you want within the time frame? And if we can, it's great. If we can't, then we have a really sensible conversation about have you got the budget? What can we shorten? What can we stop, reduce to get it within your budget? So it's always a kind of collaborative, it's always an agreement, there's always a conversation.
It's kind of like those typical scope conversations, really.
Yeah, but they happen in real time. Uh-huh. Rather than pre-planning ahead and then trying to work through assuming that it's going to stay the same, we will constantly change it as the needs of the client move as well.
Okay, cool. There's a lot to learn from you guys. It's really cool to hear. One of the things I was wondering, you know, if you've got those sprints where you have a dedicated team working on a project at any one time, how do you handle it if you get another project coming in at the same time? Do you have to get a whole new team set up, or will you have multiple projects in one team at any one time?
Yeah, the important thing about running Agile is that your developers are focused on one project at a time, and that enables them to clearly develop for 5 days a week, 7 hours a day. So our project manager, or program manager, or scrum master, I guess, if you like, and our graphic designers work across multiple projects at the same time, and our developers are one project at a time. What we do is obviously schedule the work in, or we have a great network of other developers who we've kind of inducted into our way of working and understand the way we do things and we love to do them. And so if we need to flex, we can get hold of those guys as well. But the great way is, because we're in such a planning world, we're not reacting so much, that our clients, we're helping them figure out what they need earlier, so that then we can schedule in their work, and so there's less surprises, really.
So you can kind of think, right, we know already that in 2 months' time we're going to need a whole new team, so you can start getting the freelancers or onboarding new permanent employees, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so it just gives it that visibility of further ahead, so we're able to plan better ourselves as well.
Cool, thank you. And right, Matt, the final question, completely out there one. we're all about kind of engagement and stuff nowadays, these days, aren't we? Trying to get our learners more engaged, trying to make learning more engaging, trying to make it interesting, not those sort of typical old-fashioned click-through. I wonder if you personally, not you as the head of learning or anything, but you personally, how do you like to engage when you're on the other side of the fence and you're a learner yourself?
Probably two ways, or maybe even three. But certainly the first one is set a challenge. Give me a challenge. I love, you know, just going out and finding things. And then on that, really, it's about just, like, giving me the belief that I can go and do it as well. But one thing that I put in the presentation, which I also love, is just relating things to real-life examples. So I use a lot of music, and I love talking about bands and yeah. musicians and people like that to help those models and kind of theoretical things become more concrete and feel real.
Kind of using music as a metaphor kind of thing.
Musical metaphors, yeah. That's and also alliteration.
Cool. Thank you very much, Matt. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's great to talk.
Cheers.